This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The federal government is sending Colorado $10 million to help pay for the ongoing cleanup of Interstate 70 in Glenwood Canyon. CDOT has been working to clear and prevent mudslides since the Grizzly Creek fire in 2020. The Denver Post reports total costs have reached $32 million. The federal government has covered about two-thirds of that. Denver Police Chief Paul Pazin has announced he'll retire in October after 28 years with DPD. Pazin became chief in 2018. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports on his tenure.
Pazin's time at the helm has included a pandemic, protests against police violence, and a rising crime. The department has been sued multiple times for excessive force and mishandling the George Floyd protests. And Pazin received criticism from both inside and outside the department. He will also be remembered as a supporter of the STAR program that sends social workers and not cops to certain emergency calls. Pazin's sudden retirement reignites rumors he'd enter the 2023 mayoral race, though last year he told Denverite he would not run. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Mayor Michael Hancock has nominated DPD Division Chief Ron Thomas to be the next police chief. Thomas will run day-to-day operations starting September 6th until his nomination is confirmed by Denver City Council. Colorado hospitals will be required to follow new standards to make bills more affordable for moderate and low-income patients. Patients who qualify for financial help will receive discounts or payment plans from hospitals. The law also caps how much moderate to low-income people can be charged. The benefit includes both insured and uninsured people. This is CPR News.